Okay, so good morning. We have some with Dalia, Shana Tova, good Rosh Hashanah. Starting at the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph Sanhedrin, Me'ematai Chayav. Okay, so now we're talking about a Ben Shor Amore. Let's not forget that, right? It's a Ben Shor Me'ematai Chayav. From what stage is a Ben Shor Amore Chayav? So the Gemara's Mishnah says, Mishe Yochal Tartimer Basa Vishte Chatzidu Gyain. The Talmud eats a Tartimer. Now, no one actually knows what a Tartimer really is. Look at Rashi. Rashi is the Gemara Mefarshah. We're finding the Gemara. We've seen the Gemara just now. The Gemara's not sure themselves. Right? And Rabbi Yossi says, a little bit different. Rabbi Yossi says, Mana Basar, not a Tartimer Basar, a Mana Basar, Velug Yain. Right? And he says, not a Chatzidug, but a full Lug. It's interesting that you mentioned the Tanakam. It says, Lug Yain Ha'italki. Only Italki, Italian wine, right? Look at Rashi. Tovamo lehu. That's because it's very good wine, right? Umabshich batra. This is the whole Indian of a sorry, Ben Sor Mori. We'll see. Everything we're worried about is we want to see whether he'll mamshich, whether he'll be attracted to that way of life and he'll continue with it. Okay, if it's a one off, it doesn't bother us. Everything we're going to see now is whether he's going to be mamshich, right? Aba bechamra achrina. But with regular wine, ain't no chayev bechatzilog. Isn't chayev bechatzilog. Only on a italki wine. Rabbi Yossi says a full mane of a basar and a lug of wine. Now achal bechaburat mitzvah. If he ate a chaburat mitzvah, we'll see just now the Gemara where that is. Chaburat mitzvah. Rashi the sudat mitzvah, right? He went out. Let's read the Rashi. Mitzvah. Right. Achal bechaburat mitzvah besudat mitzvah. If he ate the sudat mitzvah. Achal the tartimer ze. Even if he ate a whole lot of this meat. Afilu ganvo mishel aviv. He stole from his father. V'cheni machlo b'minyan. If he ate in a minyan. Shayunik betzin la'aber ha'chodesh. Right. We'll see just now. There's such a concept. They had the suda of ibur ha'chodesh. That when they would be from the 30th to 31st day, they'd have a suda at night to make it publicly aware that it was that the month was extended. Gam shama yosim sudot, he says, right? And in those places, achal maaseh sheini b'Yerushalayim, if he ate maaseh sheini in Jerusalem, right? What's that? V'chein kulam, ap v'shegan v'mishal aviv, patur, even if he stopped from his father. Now, we'll see again with the Spencer and Morir, we'll see that the main thing here is that he steals from his father, but he doesn't eat in his father's house. Okay, we'll see that in tomorrow's daf, right? Okay. Achal nevalu treifut skotim v'remazim, right? Now, if he ate, so if he ate maaseh sheini in Jerusalem, he's patur. Then, Ari, it's so beautiful, you're going to change it, all right?
No, we're dying here.
Can't you just change, lift it up?
It doesn't work.
Stick some in it. Okay, forget it. Achal davashu mitzvah, right? If he ate, and it was a mitzvah. So just here, by the way, that if he ate anything, right? Nevelot or treifut, nevelot, or animals that had died without shechita. Treifut, animals, even though they were shechita, but they would have died because they never had enough, they wouldn't have lived a year, right? Or shkotzim. Shkotz, look at Rashi, says shkotzim, Did he mention what shkotzim are?
No,
okay, we'll see in the Gemara shkotzim. Shkotzim, right, as a rule, are birds. Treif birds. That's a sheket. Sheket same, right? That's what a shkotzim are. And ramasim are crawlies. Short-legged animals, right? Little animals, insects. Now we skip the brackets. Achal davar shu mitzvah. If you ate anything for mitzvah, davar shu aveira. Mitzvah v'davar shu aveira. So it's both. We'll see in the Gemara what that is. Achal kol ma'achal. He ate any food. V'lo achal basar, never had meat. Or shatal kol maske. Drank any drink. V'lo shatal yam, never drank wine. Ein anase ben tzor morir. What's the condition? Ad she yochal basar v'yishte yain. He has to eat wine. Eat meat to drink wine. Sh'neimar zolel v'sove. The pasuk says zolel v'sove. Right? And what's zolel v'sove? Apish and raya the davar, there's no raya, there's no actual proof to what zolel v'sove really means. Zechel davar, we got a zechel davar, right? Look at Rashi there. The bebasar mikri zolel ubayayin mikri sove. We got a zechel. What is that? Shneimar alti besobai yayin lozei basar lamo. That's the pasuk, and that's the makor that the Gemara uses to teach us that zolel v'sove means meat and wine. Okay, I'm Rav Zaira. So now the question now is as follows. Tartimer ze any of them mahu. Right? I don't know, I haven't got a clue, Rav Zaira, what a tartimer means. But what can I deduce? Elimitoch she kafar Rabbi Yossi beyayin. Since Rabbi Yossi said not a chatzilog but a full log, we can assume kofela for basar that when he said a mana, he meant double the tartimer and therefore nimtze tartimer chatzimana is a half a mana. Okay? So we haven't got a clue what it is, but we can deduce it from the wine. So Amar Rav Chanan Bar, now this poor kid's being killed, he might not be the right amount of meat, right? Okay. So Amar Rav Chanan Bar Molda, Amar Rav Huna, Enu Chayiv Ad Sheyikach Basar Bezol, V'yochal Bayim Bezol, V'yishte. Right? He has to take meat cheap and eat it, and cheap wine and drink it. Why? Because it says, Dichtiv Zolel V'sove, from the word Zol. In other words, if you buy it expensive, I'm exactly opposite. We went to the Mishnah, Yain Italki. Yain Italki, Rashi said, was Meule, right? And that's the best one, Tuba Meule. The Sovei says, Yav Amrav Chanan Bar Mulda, Amrav Huna, Enu Chayv Ad Sheyochal Basar Chay, Vishta Yain Chay. And he says another aloha here, then Rav Huna. He says that when he chayev, he has to eat Basar Chay and drink wine Chay. Now, Basar Chay, we understand what that means, right? That's raw meat. And yain chai, also that. Remember we learned that yain, they used to mazag, they used to add water, right? Two-thirds. Yain mazug is a third wine and two-thirds water, right? The wine, I think the girl is very, very strong. So yain chai was strong, and the girl said, wait a second, any? Rabbi Yosef, Amit Ravayu, achal basar chai, v'shat yain chai, eno inaseh ben sori mare, exact opposite. Right, we just learned from Ahuna, from Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, who both said, if he eats raw meat and he eats live wine, it was yain, undiluted wine, he's not coming about to say nothing worse. Wait a second. So I'm Ravina comes to help us. He says, what do you mean by Yain Chai? He says, Yain Chai is mazik velo mazik. Basar Chai, bashil velo bashil ke basar kiva. Ta'achle ganve. So he says over here that wine we're talking about here is a mixed wine. It was diluted, but not fully diluted, Rashi. Yain Chai. You see that Rashi there? See, line like the third line up from when the word's still narrow. Right? Mamshich. Yain Chai mamshich. That's what will attract him. He'll be attracted to it. Why? Because it's the best one. You see that about batar yain mazig lo mamshich. Right? It says later we're going to see that we speak about mazig velo mazig, about batar yain mazig, but fully diluted wine. It was like watered down wine. He won't be mamshich. That won't attract him. But he needs wine that's got a proper kick to it. Right? And then look down at the Amar Ravina, skip down that Rashi Basar Chai. Ravina says over there, read the Rashi. Look at the Rashi Basar Chai. Sorry, go to the Rashi Basar Chai. Basar can first come and bashir velo bashir. What does it mean, cooked but not cooked? Tzu midat ganav lemaher. Remember we saw Masal ben Durchai. Remember Masal ben Dursai? Machal ben Dursai is food that's like a third cooked or a half cooked. Remember Dursai with the ganovim? They used to eat it like, yeah, but very rare. And the question on Shabbos, are you over on Bishul for Machal ben Dursai or not? Remember? That was the whole question.
Right, no,
steak tartar is raw, is nah. About Bashil Shapir, lo manchila, well done. You see this, Daddy? Well done meat is not attractive. Right? Lemabad kihai gavna. Right? Lefi shemitoch shu ganav. He says, lo mamshich lemabad kihai gavna. Fi shemitoch shu ganav. He hasn't got time. Right, he has to do it quickly because he's eating it in hiding. Yes, he hasn't got time to cook it too well.
So,
right,
so well done is good.
So, well, maybe you know, maybe. Okay. Whose side you on, Ara? Okay, right. Right, so he says, yeah, he says, Chai. So now we got here. Amar Ravina, Ravina comes to help us. What's the steer here? He says, Ravina says, Chai in the Rashi. The Amar Rav Huna, Mazig. When Rav Huna said Chai, he didn't mean properly Chai, but he meant Mazig velo Mazig. What does he mean? Lafuke heched de Natan bo maim harbe, where it was very diluted. Right. Even though most people drink it fully diluted, because people, it's hard for them to drink, the best wine is not fully diluted, it's got a little silver, a kick of the wine in it. Now, I have to stop for thinking in Rav Elephant Shu that I heard yesterday, he mentioned that La Locha Ramas, the question is, came from this Gemara, is a machloket of Shomazavat Albach and Rav Elashiv, whether you can use grape juice, whether you're saying grape juice or not. Because grape juice is basically wine, they never fermented. And he wants to be saying, yeah, when is it Ben Sora More Chayev? On proper wine, fermented wine, right? You have to have strong wine. That's wine. See, if it's not proper wine, then it isn't considered wine. Is grape juice, can it be wine? Let's see, he says, the machloket interesting. Rabbi Yashiv says that grape juice in our day has a problem. Why? Because grape juice is made in a process that can never become fermented. So it can't actually become wine, grape juice. So even though it's new wine, it can never become wine. Always stays grape juice. Shlomo Zalman Albach says, no, it can be. You can use grape juice. Okay, that's enough. All right, let's go. Right. So, Basa, Kivid Achlu, Kivir Bechalim, he says, Kivir Bechalim, basically, like, just like slightly cooked. So that is how Ravina answers that question over there. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Amatravayu, while we on Rabbi Yosef, we mentioned another point that they both mentioned. Achal basar maliach, v'shata yayin migito, and asi ben soremore. If he drinks very salty food, meat, and he drinks wine fresh out of the barrel, in fact, this is probably what Rabbi is speaking about, actually, more this, fresh out of the barrel, hasn't fermented yet, right? That's the issue there right on the halacha. Right, look at Rashi here. Basar maliach v'yamigito, lo chashiva v'lo bamshech. It's not important, and this one attract him. This one make him excited, right? So the Gemara question asks as follows: Umori ra kustan hatam erev tisha b'av lo yochal adam shnei tafshirin v'lo yochal basar lo yishtei yayin. Right, a person can't eat two meats, two foods, and he also can't eat basar v'yayin on his sudam of second. V'tana, just by the way, you know that the Taimanim eat meat the whole of the 9 days. They only don't eat meat at the sudam of second. Because the Gemara in Tanya says it and says, well, here, right, that lo yishtei basar v'yayin at the sudam of second, not during the 9 days before that, right, or shavu shechalbu, only at the sudam of second. Rabbi Tana, aval achel hu basar maliach v'shtei yayin migito, but a person, even at the sudam of second of Tisha B'av, he can eat basar maliach or drink wine from the gut. Why? Because that's not really considered, there's no mitzvah of oneg in there, right? The Gemara's question is, basar maliach ar kama, how salty does it have to be? When is it considered salty, when not? Right, so look at, so the Gemara is Amar Bichanina Bar Kahana, calls man shuk shlamim. So long as it's like the shlamim. What does it mean shlamim? Look at Rashi. Kodesh shlamim, shelo avar alav zman achila shlamim. How long can you eat a shlamim for? Korban shlamim, shnei yamim v'layla echad. Right, 2 days and two days and one night. So like from this morning to tomorrow late evening. Right, that's if it's salted for that period, right, then it's okay. If it's more than that period, then it's considered basar maluach and it falls outside the category. So if it's only 2 days and one night, that's not salted enough. If you leave it for a longer period, it's salted, right? You see, it's still got its moisture. You see, actually, and that still makes you happy. That's meat for simcha. But batarachi, if it's after this time, if it's in salt for longer than this, have a maliach, v'nechlaf tamu b'mocho. And then the taste goes away, and now it exchanges its meat taste with salty taste. So therefore, ben sori morer as well. If he eats basar maliach, which has been salted for more than 2 days and one night, or he drinks wine fresh out of the guts, that's an inverse relationship, right? Meat has to be fresh meat, where wine has to be mature wine. If it's mature meat in salt or fresh wine, that don't work. Okay? So now the Gemara said, that was meat. Now, yayin migito ar kama, how fresh is wine that is still considered yayin migito? Cause manshu toses. So long as it's still got, or it's still bubbly. Bubbly. You know, wine when it's fresh, it's gassy, the fermentation process. It's like, but Iris says tender. Okay. Va'atanya. And now this va'atanya, you're going to read like benichut. It's not a kushe, right? Va'atanya, we've got a brighter. Yayin toses ein bo mishum gilui. Right? You know, you can't cover wine, right? Now there's the issue of gilui. Right? If wine was left uncovered, you can't drink it. Yayin toses hasn't got that issue of gilui, because it's not considered wine, right? V'kama tisato, how much here are 3 days, he says. Mm-hmm. Right, 3 days. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, that's all beautiful for the korban and for simcha, but hachamai, what's the din ya in ben soromore? Look at Rashi, ben soromore, my ad kama lo karin and maliach lemiftar ben soromore. Right, how long would the salty stay be for him? So the Gemara says, hatam mishum simchahu. Then all the halachos we learned because of simchahu, kos man shu kishlamim namit ben simcha. Hacha, so that's why. So the measures are different. Because there, with the other halachas, we were considered with the korban and etc. basar v'yayin for simcha. So as long as it's considered good for simcha, it's good. But yeah, what's our concern? Yeah, hacha mishum imshuchehu. Yeah, our whole paranoia, let's say, with the ben soromorer, is that he'll like it and he'll want to have more of it, and therefore afilu uvachol shehu lo mimshich. And therefore, even if it's slightly salted, he won't want it any longer. Right, I think that's pshat. Look at Rashi. B'chol shu mishchem b'shavar laila achat meifik tam lo chashuv. So for simcha, 2 days and a night. But for a ben soromorer, if it's been salted, even if it's for one night, just gone through the night, it was not 2 whole days, already no longer good. And what's yayin? And yayin ad arba'im yom. So wine, he wants, right, for a ben sura bore, it has to be wine that's at least 40 days old. In other words, even though for simcha, after 3 days is yain mesameach, for a ben sura bore, that doesn't do it for him. He needs proper, good wine. Okay. So now while we're on the subject of wine, we're going to get very, very, I don't want to say sidetracked, but very, sidetracked. I'm Rav Chanan. Lo ni Rebbe Yain. So now the question is, the Maharsha asked this question. If the wine is such a bad thing, Ben Suri Moreri's wine, and we're going to see now with Adam Arishon, the whole story with wine, and with Noach's wine, and the wine's such a bad thing, then why have wine? Why did God create wine? Mm-hmm. So why is there wine in the world? That's the good one now. I'm Rav Chanan. Lo ni Rebbe Yain Ba'olam. So the only reason why wine was created, El Nachem Aveilim. Right, that's to help the Aveilim. Look at Rashi over here. Where's Rashi there? No, it hasn't got it here. Lenachem Aveilim, v'leshalem schal reshaim. Right? To help comfort the mourners. Right? And I suppose when you're sad, you drink wine and you find comfort in the being drunk a bit. We're not talking here about in the spirit of Shiva. Speaking about afterwards, you're an Avel for a whole year. You can drink wine the rest of the year. You just can't drink wine during the Shiva. Right? So you get a bit of wine if you're feeling down. You get a bit of wine. Right? Shneemar. That's a good question there. Shneemar. Tnu shechal oved v'yayin lemare nafesh. Right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Leshalem schal reshaim. How does it give schal reshaim? Shemit adnin bo ba'olam hazeh. They get the pleasures. Umekablim bo schar mitzvah. Okay, so even Rishayim, they drink wine and they get excited by Hashem's creations, and therefore they get a bit of schar, right? And look at Rashi, the pasuk is loved hainu rasha she nitrad v'holechlo, and the mar nefesh la'veilim lepikuche tzarayu. Okay, to basically get rid of their tzaras. Doesn't it right? And Abraham Yitzchak ma'irichtiv al tere yayin ki yit adem. He asked a question of Yitzchak. Why does the pasuk say "Al tere yayin"? I look at that pasuk there. The pasuk comes from Mishnah. "Al tere yayin ki yit adam." Right, in the future it says "ki yit adam." Mm. Right, what's it going to do with the wine? Basically, don't be for the wine. What they call it, "Al tere yayin." Right, he says "Al tere yayin shema adim pnehem shereshaim b'olam hazeh u'mabin pnehem lam haba." That's what he's on about over here, right? So Rav Amar Altri Yain. So Rav's got a different word on there. What does it mean, Altri Yain Kitadem? Altri Yain Shacharito Dam. Right? Don't get so excited yet, because wine, he says, don't be attracted to wine, right? Rav Denechadim Shechacharav, why? Shacharito Dam. So 4 years regular, people prepare to kill for a glass of wine. And it's true. It's true. People get drunk and whatever the case is, and they go, fight for a bottle of wine, and my dogs get killed. Right, Rav Kadi Rami, Rav Yadav also kashin the pasuk. Rav Kadi is like this, Rami Kativ, the pasuk says, Tirash. We read the pasuk Tirash, but we read it Tirosh. Right? Right, Tirosh v'yitzar, but it's Tirash. So why is it called Tirash? Why is it Tirash? He says, Zacha nase rosh. If you drink wine and you zoche for the right reasons, so then you Tirosh, you become a rosh. Lo zacha nase rash. But if you aren't, you become a pauper. Right? Take all your money away. So if you don't use wine properly, it could basically cause you to squander all your money. Rav was kashed another pasuk. The pasuk says, Yishmach or Yishamach. Right? V'karinan Yismach. Right? Yisamach. So the pasuk is written with a shin. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi actually says there. Look at Rashi. Ketiv yayin shamach b'shin. You see that Rashi there? It actually says b'shin. Demash b'lashon shomem. Right? Shomem is barren. Like shememashemehu. V'notel chokhmat libor. Basically distracts you and takes all your wipes you out. V'karinan, says Rashi, we read it, yesamach, lashon simcha. So why? Zacham b'samcho, lo zacham b'shamemehu. Same idea. If you're happy, if you're fortunate, wine will make you happy. If you're unfortunate, if you don't have the use of the right reasons, it'll make you shomem, it'll make you basically empty.
But it's written the same way.
It's written the same way, right? But basically it's like a lev chacham limino, lev ksili smolo, but here it doesn't work well because the yaminia is the shin and the small, but it's the idea that it depends where you put the dot, right? V'hal Amar Rava, because it could have been written Yain Yisamach with a Samach. Even though we know in Hebrew that it's with the Simcha, it's with a Sin because of the Pasuk. Yeah. But the Torah could have written that Yain Yisamach with a Sin, with a Samach, it wouldn't have asked the question. But there would have been. If the Torah written it like that, it would have been the word. Right? We only know that it isn't the word because it's written in the Torah like that. The Torah written with a Samach, would have been a Samach. So he's saying, why did the Torah Dafka use a Shin to become a Samach? And yeah. It's a vort, isn't it? Carried away. Ain't sure in a drash, right? You know what it's about, okay. And so this is what Rava said, right? What did Rava say? Chamra v'reichani pikachin. Right, look at Rashi there. Chamra v'reichani pikachin. Asauni pikeach. Made me wise.
You remember that?
Rashi. Asauni pikeach, right? Rava says that. He says, wan and reach, right? Reichani is like spices. Right, made me wise. Now, how are we doing for time? Yeah. Not good, not doing well for time. Okay. Because a beautiful thing, yeah. Okay, but I'll skip it. No, next year. Amram, Bered Reshav. Amram, Bichrina. My dichtiv. Okay, I've got to say. Right, next 7 years. Okay, I'm not going to wait 7 years. Next year we could wait, not 7 years. So the vort is like this, that Yain and Reach, right, wine and Besamim. So wine is made in a very quiet environment, right? Part of wine is quiet. But spices are made in a noisy environment because you're crushing and smashing around. Even we say in Pitvah Ketoret, I call Yafil Besamim, right? That the noise is nice for Besamim. So you have the two attributes here. Rava says, what makes me Pikach? Both the attribute of silent, of quiet, and now when to be silent and when to be noisy. But there's the vort continues on Motzei Shabbos, make Avdola on Motzei Shabbos, make it on wine and Besamim, right? So we put them together. We have the wine and the Besamim. And when do we say the brocha of Avdola in Davning? In Antach Chonantan, right? In the brocha of Chonen Hada'at, of asking Hashem to give us wisdom. That's what Rav is saying over here. He says, Yain v'chamre v'rechani, the wine and the spices, pikechini, makes me wise. The balance, knowing when the right balance of sound and silence, which is symbolized by Havdola, in Chonen Hada'at, that's what makes you wise. Understanding the right balance. Okay. That was Rabbi Elephant. It wasn't me. It was he quoted something. I don't know who it was. Right?
Now we know why you run.
Right. Yeah, it was the first time in my life. I've actually listened to a shir running in my life. I've been running for, I don't know, years. Right. Amram, Bered Rabbi Shimon. Bar Abba, Amram Rabbi Chanina. My dichtiv, lemi oi, lemi avoi, lemi medyanim, lemi sichi, lemi ptsaim chinam, lemi chachidat enayim. Who do we say? He says, like this, my dichtiv, what's it about to say? Lemi oi, we've seen oi already, right? Oi is woe. And lemi avoi, Rashi says here also, avoi, lashon tzaka, lashon mikamov, bye. Remember we saw that in Daf Samach that early on. So who's the one that cries out, oi and voi? Jackie Mason got it from here, right? He says, lemi midyanim, who's the guy who's got issues here? How do they translate midyanim in your Gemara, yeah? Issues,
quarrels.
Okay, and Rashi is over here. No, Rashi isn't a Rashi over here, right? And lemi siach, who's got machloket? Yes, siach. Rashi says yatzari kemo arid b'sichi, right? And lemi ptsaim chinam, and who's got basically wounds for no reason? And lemi chach lichot enayim, who's got sore eyes, right? What a chach enayim, like sore eyes,
red
eyes. Who are the people? Right, these are the people, lemachrim alayayin. They're the ones that spend their time. They're always with the wine, right? Lebaim lachkor mimasich, right? And they come here, right? Look at Rashi there. The Kutei Rashi says mimasich, mimazeg v'hu shem davar kum mimkar. Right, these are the guys that spend their whole time trying to understand why it was they're addicted to wine. I think it's the pshat. Yeah. So who are these people? So kachar avdimi amarav amar marava high kra. This pasuk, mind darish lemi reisha the seifei madrish, umi seifei the reisha. You can read it either way. You can read it back to front. You can say, who are these people with the sores and the pain and the arguments and the suffering, etc.? Who are they? The ones who always are the wine. And other than you could say, guys who spend too much time on the wine, they're the ones that are always suffering and always in pain and always arguments and always everything, etc., etc. So it can work. You can read this pasuk in either direction. Now, Darish over Galila. So a guy traveling from the Galil, he was explained like this. It says there are 13 vavin, right, in this pasuk. We've got this pasuk, the Nemru B'yayin, 13 vavin, and the vav is a vav and a yud, which is a vai, like Rashi explained, right? Vai. If you look at Rashi there, Rashi says over here, Yud Gimel Vavin, right? Lashon Vai Vai. It means like Oy Vai, right? Like Vai, like 13, mentioned like expressions of suffering. In the Pasuk there in the Chet, you see from Breishit, Tet, from Kaf to Kaf Dad, in those five Pesukim there, Kaf to Kaf Dalad, the Vav with a Yud offer is mentioned 13 times. Vai, vai, vai. I actually counted them. I actually marked them out one by one. I checked it. It works. Right? Vayachel is the first one. Vav Yud. Vayachel Noach Ish Adamah. Then Vayatach Karim. Vav Yud. Vayashit Bin Ayayin. Vav Yud. Vayishaker. Vav Yud. Vayitgal. Vav Yud. Betoch Oalo. Vayar Cham. Again, Vayar. Vav Yud. Cham. Avi Kenan. Irvat Aviv. He saw his father naked. Vayagid Ishnei Achiv. Bechutz. He told him. Vav Yud. Vayikach Sham. Shame. Vayefet. So Vayikach Shem Ve'yefet isn't counted. Ve'yefet isn't counted because Ve'yefet is a name. It's not counted. Etasimla Vayasimu Nat Vayavavu Vayasimu Ashachem Shnehem. They put on, they covered him. Vayelchu Achoranit. They went backwards. That's counted. Vayechasu Et Ervatavim. They covered. That's counted. Ufnehem. That's not counted. It's Vav Pei. Vayikach Noach Le Vayavavud. Me'ano Vayeda Et Asher Asalu B'Noach. He knew what he had done. That's 13 vays. Right? So what's the 13 vies? Basically, all the trouble came. Look at Rashi there. The third line from the bottom of Rashi there. Yud Gimel. Yeah, it comes. Look here, right? Patience. Read the Rashi. Lashon vai vai vayome arur knaan lo chashiv ela ad de yada de nigmar lo onche shel yayin. Right? He knew that all this at the end of the day came because of wine. What happened to Noah? What did Noah do? Vayachel Noach Ish Adama Vayitah Kerim Vayesh Bin Ayayin Vayishaker. That was as a result of that action led to the whole chain event of everything else happening afterwards. It was because of the wine. So yeah, wine was the source literally of all evil over here. So now there's a machloket, Rabbi Shmuel. So now the question is, what did he actually do? Right? What did Cham do? Mayar Cham Avikran Vayelavim Vayagidish Neachim Vachut Vayikach Cham Vayirach. Right, one of them says that he castrated him, and one of them said that he actually sodomized him. Mand Amar Sirsu, the one who says castrated, Mitoch Revi. Why does he say castrated him? Because he, in the end, what did Noach do? Noach cursed his fourth son. And so he killed Kilub Revi. He damaged Noach in the fourth. Look at Rashi there. He prevented Noach from having a fourth son. Noach had four sons, Shem, Ham, Yafet. He wanted a fourth son. Kilel ben Revi shelo Kush u'mitzrayim u'fut v'Kanaan. Right, the fourth son was Canaan. So his fourth son was, he had Kush, Mitzrayim, and Put. What was his name? Who was it? The guy that did this? Yafet, right? He had fourth son Ham. His fourth son was Canaan, right? So he prevented Noach from having a fourth son, therefore Noam punished him by cursing his fourth son. Right? Kilubrevi. Mitoch shekil kilubrevi, kilubrevi. Uman damer of all the ones that he actually sodomized him, Gamar vayar vayar ketiva from Xerashava. Ketiva vayar chama vi Canaan, he saw what his voice was, ketiv hatam, verata shchem men chamor, right? That was a dina. So the same idea then, he also molested her, so to hear, that's the worst luck. We understand the one who says that he castrated, that's why he cursed his fourth one, because he prevented him having a fourth child. But the guy who says that he molested him, how did that prevent him having a fourth child? So why did he then punish his child? He said, right? He should have cursed him himself. He should have cursed the son, not his children. So he said, no, ha, 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 ha. He accepts. He did both. He castrated him and he sodomized him, and therefore he prevented him. Now the Gemara takes that pasuk and says, "Vayachel Noach Right, Isha Adama, Bayita Kerim. Why is he called Isha Adama? Look at Rashi there. Isha Adama. Amai Karila Isha Adama. Ayadei Shehochichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu rebuked him. Hayalo Lilmod Meisha Adama. He should learn from the first Isha Adama. Who was that? Adam HaRishon. Right, the Hainu Adam HaRishon, Shehainu, Shehayayin Kines Alav Mita. Right, that because of wine he was Chayav Mita. Now we'll see that now. Now we'll see now in a second. Now, why has wine come into it? And ask Machloket Aviyah. Right, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Ukva, Amar Rav Amar Ukva, Amar Rav Zakai. Amar Amar Yakadosh Baruch LeNoach. Noach lo haya lecha lilmod me'Adam HaRishon. Shelo garam lo ela b'yayin. What was Noach's Adam HaRishon's sin according to this Moravia? Was yayin. Command Amar oto ilan she'achal memenu Adam HaRishon gefen haya. According to that man, Amar, who says that the Eitz Hadaat was gefen.
Gefen,
right? Titania. Rabbi Meir Omer, Oto Ilan Shachal Adam HaRishon Mimenu Gefen Haya. Rabbi Meir said it was Gefen. I think we'll go quicker this next time. She'ein Lecha Davash Yelala La'adam Ela Yayin. Okay, that's how he says, that's Rabbi Meir. Because wine is what causes all the trouble. Right? Hilchach, says Rashi, Mistabed Al Yado Nikasa Mito B'chiel Olam. That's caused his troubles and Bechiel Dorot, right? Was wine. Rabbi Yudo Meir, no, Rabbi Yudo says Chita Haya. It was actually Chita. It wasn't wine. Right? She'ena Tinok Yodeli Kro Abba Ve'ima Ad Shitom Tam Dagad. When does a child become a wise person? He knows to call his mother, recognize his presence when he starts eating grains, right? Chita. So basically, he says that Adam HaRishon became wise from the fruit of the Eitz Hadaat. It was obviously Chita, which opened up his eyes, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it was a taina, fig. Why was it a fig? Because what did he do? He covered himself up with a fig leaf. So was he sinned with a fig? He covered up with a fig. Now, interesting here, none of the opinions here, or that it was an apple, or that it was an etrog, we learned. Also, there's a guy that was an etrog. There was an apple, there was an etrog. So we've seen a couple of, here we've seen grapes. Obviously, the question is how could it be chita, right? Because we know that chita doesn't grow on a thing. Okay? Yeah. It was also in the shir last night, elephant shir. He says, right, we know that wheat doesn't grow on a tree, so he brought some. I think it was the chita. He said that during the time of Adam HaRishon, the trees actually grew loaves of bread. They didn't grow like we grow today. He says, and that's why we make the brocha ha-motzi lechem min ha-aretz. Why do we say ha-motzi lechem? We say ha-motzi chita, or ha-motzi dagam min ha-aretz. Why do we say ha-motzi lechem? He said, zecher to pry the chait. When lechem used to come out of the aretz. Right? That was the word over there. Okay.
Wheat is not, I mean,
not ready to be
edible.
Wheat's not edible. That's what he's saying. So in Adam's time, it was bread on the tree. That's the end of the vote. Okay. Exactly. So he says, bezata pecha tochem. Now that's the punishment. Originally, we got bread off the tree. Now we've got to work hard to get the lechem. Bezata pecha tocha lechem. I think it was the chida that he quoted. Okay. So now we go. Now we're still on wine, right? So now we got a pasuk over here, which comes from Mishlei. Divrei lemuel melech masa. Asher isartu imo. So we're talking about, these are the words of Lemuel the king, right? Lemuel here we'll see Shlomo, right? Whose mother rebuked him, right? Or she yisarto, she called him Yisurin, she smacked him, whatever, corrected him. Okay, so what we're talking about over here, the pasuk says like this, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Ben Yochai, Belamed shekafa'ato imo ala amud. She like strapped him up to the pole, right? Va'amrelo, and she said to him, Ma bari uma bar bitni uma bar nidri. Listen to this. This is Bathsheba talking, right? Ma bari. What does it mean, Ma bari? Well, how you, what are you, my son, right? What does it mean, Ma bari? He says, I call yodim shavicha yireh shamayim have. Everyone is your father, David HaMelech, was a yireh shamayim. Achshav yomru. Now, what do they say? Ata imo garmelo. Look at Rashi. We've got to look at Rashi here. Lemuel Melech. Look at the third narrow lines of Rashi. Shlomo Melech Lemuel Masav v'chokmato l'Kadosh Baruch Hu Lemuel Shchinahu k'boy. Okay, that's Shlomo Melech. Masah Asherah Pashat Tochacha Shetochachato Imo. Right? This is the whole parasha in Mishlei where his mother rebuked him. Shekavato l'amud l'halkoto. You see that? She strapped him up to give him Malkot. V'yisur Lashon Malkot, says Rashi. K'min l'kama v'yisur oto ze Malkot. V'bnei she'ata ro'eh. What happened? She saw Shubal Hana'ah. And he's getting too excited. Yeah, he's enjoying the good things in life. Umarbe besudato ayata mochichato, and he got overdid it in the suda. That we're speaking about the time when he had, there was the Chanukata of the Bet HaMikdash. And the same day, on that same day, Shlomo also married Pharaoh's daughter. And he went to sleep that night. You know, we've learned this. He went to sleep and he woke up and he had a little bit much to drink. And he woke up late. And he had the keys to the Bet HaMikdash. So they're all worried about how they're going to establish the keeper in the Avodah. So the idea was, can they go wake up the king? Right, so this is when his mother walked in and rebuked him on this occasion. I'm here, right? So she says like this. Look at Rashi. So it says, "Imor gar." They're going to blame me. They're going to say, "Your father was Yerushalayim." So where do you get your bad habits from me? Right? Look at Rashi. "Imor gar malo liot rasha shebavicha lo yitlu achova." Now he's going to blame your father, right? "V'haynu ma bari lamati grom l'ranen acharecha shata bani." They're going to say it's his mother's son. Velo ben avicha. That's what it means, ma bani, right? Ma bari. Or ma bar bitni. Look at this, is amazing. What does it mean, ma bar bitni? Look at Rashi. The bar bitni, my garmulacha liot baal tsura, right? In my insides. U baal koach. Ma caused you to be a good looking person and a strong guy. She dachtani venichnasti, right? I forced my way into your father's room. We'll see in the Gemara in a second. Look at Rashi. She tashmish yafe de vlad lebno lezarzo. The Gemara in Nida says that sex is good for a pregnant woman to strengthen the fetus. The last 3 months, right? Like in the last trimester, tashmish yafe levlad. It's good for the fetus. Shemitoch kach yatzeh avlad meluban umezurad. Okay, strong and whatever. Right, so look at Rashi, look what she's looking at the Gemara. Kol anashim shel beit avicha kevan shemit abrot shuv enan ro'ot pnei ha-melech. Once they fall pregnant, they don't come back to him. Pregnant women weren't for David, right? V'ani dachakti v'nichnasti, but I forced my way in. Kreshi hei li ben mezuraz mulubam, because I wanted to have a strong son. Right, so umar bar nidri, and that's what he means there. Now, what does it mean, bar nidri? Aren't you the son of my nedarim? She's like this, kol nashim shel beit avich, all the other wives in your father's house, hayun, they used to make nedarim. Yehei li ben hogen malchut, I want a child who's fit for royalty. And she says, "Vani, not me." She says, "Ani nadarti va'amarti yeheli ben zariz u'memule b'Torah v'hagun le'neviut." Amazing, eh? She says, "All I wanted was a child who would be zariz, full of Torah, and hagun for the neviut." Right. So therefore, Shlomo carries on in Mishle and says, "Ale melachim lemuel." Right. It's not fitting this sort of behavior. "Ale melachim shatu yayin," to drink wine. Alam Lachim Amralo, right? Or maybe she's saying it to him, right? Malachim Lachim Shdin Yalu Mishtakrim Vomim Lamalanuel. You're going to become like all other kings. They get drunk and they drink wine, they get drunk and they say, "What do we have God for, right?" Ulerosnim Eshechar. They're passing the Ulerosnim, right? Rosen also rulers. See, the Gemara is like as me, Shekol Razel Lam Gloyimlo. For you, all the secrets of the world are known to him. Yishte Yayin Vishtakir. You're going to drink wine and get drunk. You could add me another expression on this. Misha koros le'olam mashkimin nipitcho. All the other leaders are coming to you. Wake up early in the morning to be at your door. You stay yain v'yishtaker. You're going to drink. Right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Minayin shechazar shlomo v'odal imo. How do you know shlomo v'tshuva and yitmit v'adat yichtiv? Ki va'ar anochi me'ish v'lo binat adamni. Because Shlomo says in Mishle, right? He says there, ki va'ar anochi. Va'ar meaning that I'm like below, I'm not worthy. Look at Rashi there. Bahum asakati, right? Bebar nochi meish, right? And ish over here, it means, we'll see in a second, ki bar nochi meish, who's ish? Me Noach. Ish is also called ish, right? So Noach, basically he's less than Noach. Vayachel Noach ish adama. And velo binat adamni, and I haven't reached even, and I'm not even like the knowledge of Adam, ze adama rishon. Look at Rashi there, she nichshal beyayin, vanishatiti yoter mehen. He says, these guys, Adam and Noach, they nichshal b'yayin, I drank more than them, I did even worse than them. Okay. That was a bit of a sidetracking there. Of the, now we go back into the Mishnah. Right. You're traveling to, aren't you, David?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Right. Achal b'chaburat mitzvah. Right. So now we're back to the Mishnah. We said that even if he drank from a chaburat mitzvah. So Rabbi Abahu, eno chayv ad shiyachal b'chaburat shekula shikin. So if he says like this, Rabbi wants, the Mishnah says that if he ate in a chaburah, right, and even if he ate and drank more than he was supposed to, he is patur. But Rabbi Abahu says, Elu Chayev, Ad Sheyochal B'chabura Shekulo Srikin. He has to eat, if he is Chayev though, if the whole Chabura was bad guys. Look at Rashi Shekulo Srikin. Reikim Sheyar Gilu B'kach. These are bad guys. And if he eats with a whole bunch of people like this, they'll encourage him and he'll become attracted to this. But Im Yesh B'chabura Adam Hagum. If the whole group is one guy who's a normal guy, a good guy, V'chihai Gavne Lo Mamshich, he won't be attracted. V'elu Nase B'etzor Mori. Ubechabura de lav mitzvah. We explain that mitzvah. It's like a svanant na nachal bechabura mitzvah. Eruna se ben shemore. Why there? Because I'm in a mitzvah. Ha lav mitzvah. If it wasn't a mitzvah, I've got the lav kulis shrikin. Even if it wasn't a mitzvah, we don't care that they had to all be shrikin. Why did Rabbi Abahu say that only if they're all shrikin? Even if they weren't all shrikin, it wasn't a chabura of mitzvah. It's chayev. Gemara says from there we learn hakamash v'land afagav the kudas shrikin. Even if it's all shrikin, coming the mitzvah kaasik lo mimshach. That if it was a sudat mitzvah with all shrikin, so he still wouldn't be chay ben tzori more. Sudat mitzvah extracts it all together. Rashi goes a little bit different over here, I think. Rashi says hakamash v'land baditin afidu kudas shrikin kevan de ichbur hashter the mitzvah patur. Right, since it's, if they're all shrikin, it turns the mitzvah is patur. On the other hand, ulolam dilo de ben tzori more eino ele bechaburat shrikin. See Rashi says that in a law mitzvah one, yeah, it has to be kulo shrikin. If there's one hagun, then it wouldn't be the case, right? All right. So that is of the mitzvah, right? Then achal beibur achodesh. We spoke. Look at Rashi beibur achodesh. First, they come and say nikpatzin asra yoter. 10 guys get together, vorim balia and go up into the where they would be mekadesh the chodesh. Ve'en asef fazu lefarsem adavar shavura. They're not on going to decide to adjudicate the Chodesh just to celebrate it. They go up when it's already been. The night of the 30th, it's already the 31st. Right? So there's no Kiddush HaChodesh. There's no Ibur official because it's automatic, right? Ukfar Mubarhu. Talo Kiddushu Ayomet et HaChodesh veKiddush Ayom. Okay, that's Rashi. Lemayim Reda Basav Yadim Esak. Because what you say, they take up wine and into the place where they do the deal, that when they go up there to the Beit Din to decide on Kiddush HaChodesh or the Ibur, they only take very basic foods. Others, if the Ben Shor Morer, he went up with this group and they just took kidneyot and he took Basar V'yayin, even though he ate Basar V'yayin, since he was with them, he's patur, right? Now this whole suit of Ibur HaChodesh, you have to have at least 10 people. You go up with the night of the Ibur HaChodesh. You don't go up to the night at night. But that's the brighter. The Gemara says, "Tanya, we go the other way around. We're going to brighten. You have to do this, celebrate this during the day." Amar Rabbi Chia bar Avu lebnei, said to his son, "Achrifu vole, achrifu v'puke, ki achid elishmu bebachuin she." People should see you, right? So it seems a bit of a steer over here, but into the Rashi, we're skipping over here. Explains, you go up early, but you actually have the suda at night because you want to go up early. People can see that you're going to celebrate the whole idea of the suda. People should be aware that there was Ibur HaChodesh. Now, lachal maaseh sheni b'Yerushalayim. He also part of, if he ate maaseh sheni in Yerushalayim. Look at Rashi over here. It's the fifth Rashi in the very wide lines, right in the middle. So important to read. It says, Ganav mima'ot maaseh sheni. This is what we speak about. He stole maaseh sheni from his father. V'kana basar v'yayin v'achal. And he went and he ate in Yerushalayim with the basar v'yayin, with the maaseh sheni money. Right? So this guy knew that money would only be used in Jerusalem, right? Te'i ganav basar v'yayin atzmo. If he had stolen the bread, the wine, and the meat itself, even if it was chulin, nami le wouldn't be chayev as ben tzori mori. Because it has to be taki, he has to have stolen money and bought cheap, right, wine and cheap meat. If he stole the meat and wine, Rashi is telling us, even if it was chulin, not only might he be patur as well. Okay? So Masi is showing me the chilush is that he used money to buy it, so therefore when he buys with money, he might be chayev. During chulin, but if he actually stole the goods itself, he wouldn't be chayev. So the Gemara is like this. Kevan dechi urchei hu ka'achil le'elu mamshich. Why not? Because he did it in the way that you normally do it. What do you mean to do? You meant to eat maaseh sheni money in Jerusalem. And this is what he did. So therefore, it's not something he's going to be carrying all the time because it's not so easy to steal money and go to maaseh sheni in Jerusalem, etc. Achal nevelus for treifos shkatzin v'ramasim. So here Rashi says, achal nevelus for treifos. Right? So now, because we explained earlier on that shkotzim and ramasim, shkotzim are chickens or birds, right? Birds. So the question is, there we saw he was patur because they were shkotzi, because they were treif birds. But the Gemara says, Amar Rava achal basar v'of. And I said, Ben Sorimori, if he ate chicken, right, meat and chicken, basar off, sorry, I'm going to abachal basar off, if he ate the meat, chicken of a meat, meat, chicken, whatever, you know what I mean, right, chicken meat, right? And I said, Ben Sorimori, was it, wait a second. The Mishnah only spoke about Shkotzim, right? Ha'tahori nase ben sorimor. Maybe that what said it treif bird, but if you add kosher birds, it would be, right? So the Gemara said, Ki tanan namaditi lahashlim. Even our Mishnah, when it said there, Shkotzim, look at Rashi there, only said lahashlim. What's lahashlim? The very last words, you see the Rashi, the fifth last line, read it says lahashlim. Shafilu achal tarmiter basar. He ate a tarmiter of basar, chaser kezait mi behemet tohora. If he was missing a kezait to be make it up to a tarmiter. Vishlim a tarmiter of basar off for temeim. And then he filled it up. He finished off the tarmiter with a kezait of treif of patur, mishum de eno shomea bekolo shel makom dichvete b'tohor michayv. Because the test eno shomea bekoleinu, right? It's only when he doesn't listen to his parents, but not when he doesn't listen to Hashem. Eating treif is already a different category altogether. That's the miut there of treif birds. Achal davar shu mitzvah v'davar avera. So now we've got things that he ate, davar mitzvah and davar avera. What is that? Davar mitzvah tanchumi aveilim. Interesting, hey, Tavar Mitzvah is a Suda Havra'a of Ravelim. Look at Rashi there. Tanchumi Ravelim. The Afagad, the Takant, the Rabbana Ba'amuot. Not the writer, it's the Rabbana. The E. Miresha Habe Amina Chaburat Mitzvah, Hainu Kohanim Sheochlim Kochi Wapsachim. Right? Because obviously we come in here to say that a Chaburat Mitzvah would have been, we already learned Chaburat Mitzvah. So what does it mean, a Davar Mitzvah? So Chaburat Mitzvah, you think, are the writers. A Davar Mitzvah, even if it's a Mitzvah of the Rabbana. Right, he's still patur. And what is a tanit zibur? So we said you have dav and davar avera. What's it? So that davar avera is on a tanit zibur that he ate on a fast day. And Rashi says again, yafagav dilo avar ele drabanan. Most of the fast are in drabanan, right? Zibur if a time in my wise he patur amarkra enu shomea bekolenu, bekolenu lo bekolosh makom. Because even the drabanan, no, the chacham had the koach to enact it. He never listened to the Torah. Achal kol ma'achav v'lo achal basar. All the food in the Mishnah says, but not meat. Shatak kol mashkev, if he ate wine. Achal kol ma'achav v'lo achal basar. If he ate any foods, the Torah, what's it include? Devela ki'ilit. Look at Rashi there. Devela ki'ilit, like dried figs, right? Me'oto ma'ako from the place called ilit. V'afagav de meshakra. Even though they make you drunk. So obviously like they're a bit fermented, these grapes, these figs. They have like a liquor, right? Lo mechayev aleid, lo mamshich. It's not going to be something which won't appeal to him, won't keep him going. Right, and so that's achal and shata kol maskev lo shata yayin. Why do we say all but not that? Like two, you have to include the vash v'chalav. This is for me a crazy one. So it seems to me that wine, that milk. Anyone have a milk liqueur? Is it a fermented milk? Can you get such a thing? I've never heard of it. But the Gemara seems to understand. Is Bailey's milk?
No,
it's got whiskey in it. It's got alcohol in it. Cream, yeah, no, Bailey's. No, but still, that's Sheridan. That's Sheridan, not Bailey's. But I think it's not fermented. That's not the book fermented. Put it this way, you know what? I don't know. But the Gemara seems to say that Litua Dvash Vachalav, why the two are brighter? Achal de Velekilit, Vashata Dvash Vachalav, if he drank honey here, meaning or milk, Venichnas the Mikdash, he went into the Mikdash and he was drunk from these things, right? And then he was Chayev, he'd be Chayev. Look at Rashi, Mishum, V'yayin, V'shechar, Al-Tesht. We talk about a coin over here that...